This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Antoinette Grajeda. Welcome.
Hi.
You were at Walton Arts Center last night.
I was. They were unveiling their Broadway season for the, 2018-2019. Good Lord.
Right?
Yeah, so they did that last night.
The Broadway series, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 8 shows in total.
Yes.
How many have been here before?
3.
So 5...
premieres, Arkansas premieres.
Excellent. Well, let's go down the docket.
Okay. So all musicals, as we have decided and realized last night. The first one that's coming in October is Jersey Boys.
Which is one of the returnees, right?
Right. I've actually never seen this one. Have you?
No. I mean, I'm
familiar.
Yeah. The Four Seasons,
Frankie Valli. It's the story of that group. But, good,
much beloved.
Much beloved, and just one of those ones I haven't seen, so maybe this is the time. Also, later in October, is School of Rock. So based on the movie with Jack Black.
Right.
And it has children's band. Like, the kids actually play on stage in addition to singing and, you know, speaking their roles and sort of like that. So that looks like a lot of fun. I haven't seen the movie either.
You haven't seen School of Rock?
No. It looked funny. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I assume it stays fairly true to that. There are 14 new songs from Andrew Lloyd Webber, as well as original songs from the movie. And but I guess they were talking about how it's the first ever kids rock band to play their instruments on stage for a Broadway musical.
And we have a couple of School of Rock franchises in Northwest Arkansas, so there might be some local interest.
Maybe. Do you know if those are connected?
I mean, it's the same logo,
right?
As used in the movie, so it's
probably.
It's at least financially connected,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll look into that.
All right.
Okay, so another premiere is On Your Feet in December, and that's going to tell you the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Cubans who come to America and you know, break into the pop world. And there's tragedy along the way that I think people forget about because they're so used to the music and the popularity of that. So last night what they did is they officials from the Walton Arts Center would discuss the show, but they'd also show you like a little snippet of it. And this looks like a lot of bright colors and a lot of good dancing. And so I haven't seen this one because it is newer, but it is a first for the Walton Arts Center. So I think you'll recognize the music, if nothing else.
I would think so, yes.
If nothing else. In February, the Lincoln Center Theater Broadway production of Falsettos is coming here. They'll be here February 8th and February 9th. So real quick, but they'll be launching their tour here.
Oh, that's happened a few times.
Mm-hmm. And so this year, that's who's doing it. The show premiered in 92, which is when the Walton Arts Center opened. So kind of that connection there. And I'll read you the description here because this is another show I was not familiar with. Falsettos revolves around the life of a charming, intelligent, neurotic gay man named Marvin, his wife, lover, about to be bar mitzvah's son, their psychiatrist, and the lesbians next door.
It's a full cast.
It's a very full cast. And so it looks to be humorous, but also some serious themes emerge later on in the play. So what do you call it? A dramedy, I suppose?
Poignant.
Poignant, yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's coming in February. Later in February, so February 26th through March 3rd, is A Bronx Tale.
Now, the movie was directed by Robert De Niro.
Right.
And I think it's based loosely on the life of Chaz Palminteri, the actor.
That is my understanding, yes.
It's kind of a relationship between a young man and his father and maybe the desire to be like a
mob boss,
yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So it's that kind of struggle. It takes place in the Bronx in the 1960s.
And this too now as a play,
mm-hmm.
is a musical.
Yes. Also a musical. It was directed by Robert De Niro and Jerry Zaks. And it's based on loyalty and family and like he's based on the Academy Award nominee Chaz Palminteri's story. Is doing well in all of the incarnations, as far as I can tell. So it's one of those stories, I guess, that just easily jumps from one platform to another.
And Robert De Niro has an Arkansas connection.
Does he?
His second movie ever was Bloody Mama, filmed in Marion and Baxter County back in the 70s.
Another movie I have not seen.
Well,
What is that one about?
It's about a gangster. Shelley Winters played a gangster, and her sons were Robert De Niro and Bruce Dern. And it's a Roger Corman movie, and it's very odd and very of its time.
Okay.
I want to see the musical Bloody Mama. I don't know if it exists yet. But
I don't know, but it could, possibly.
Yes.
It'll come here. One day.
Yes.
The next one on the lineup is one I'm excited about, Waitress.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's coming April 9th through April 14th. They were saying last night that it had the first all-female creative team on a Broadway musical. And I think something that, because I remember NPR did stories on this, is a lot of the music was written by Sarah Bareilles. And so Waitress tells the story of a waitress named Jenna. And she's an expert pie maker who tries to dream her way out of a small town and a loveless marriage. And also part of last night's fun is they would bring some of the Broadway performers on stage to sing a song or do a performance from one of these plays. And for Waitress, they brought Grace Stockdale on stage to sing She Used to Be Mine. So again, that one is April 9th through April 14th.
And again, that was a movie that was not a musical, but now is
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Mm-hmm. In May, I think a lot of people are excited about this return, Cats.
The venerable Cats.
Right. It was, I believe it was the... if not the first year that the Waldorf Center opened, then like the second season they got Cats.
Yeah, it kind of... because my wife, Laura, and I went to that production of Cats.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So, and that was what kind of put, we thought, Walton Arts Center on the map. If you could get Cats in 1993 or four, then you had arrived as a venue.
Well, they decided to bring it back. And so that will be here May 28th through June 2nd.
More Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes, more Andrew Lloyd Webber. And then rounding out the season, June 18th through June 23rd, is Les Mis, another return, another favorite that people are familiar with, and another musical.
Yes, and a big, big production.
Very big production. So, yeah, I think overall people seemed excited about the picks and seems fairly well-rounded.
So this is... 18-19, so the first one comes in the fall.
Right. So Jersey Boys will be here on October 5th through October 7th.
All right. And what do you do if you want to know more about all of this?
You go to waltonartcenter.org.
Antoinette Grajeda, thank you very much.
Thank you.